This is Jay Sekulow. Two victories in sight, one involving the IRS, the second case involving the internet.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Well, we have, give or take a little, 150,000 comments from across the political spectrum. And we'll take them very seriously and review what they have to say. In all likelihood, we will repropose a redefined rule and ask for more public comments. So it's going to take us probably till the end of the year or beyond to get it done.
With these revisions, from my perspective anyway, is we're not sure exactly what went wrong at the IRS here more than a year after the scandal came to light. We're not certain the extent of it. We're not certain exactly why it happened, where the orders came from. There are half a dozen congressional investigations in progress, and they're not getting answers from the IRS. Why is that?
The service needs to call it absolutely down the middle. The problem of all the C4 mess last year was that there was a clear tilt, if you will, towards more examination of conservative groups, and that's just unacceptable.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Why would we want a country like China or Turkey or Russia to have a say in what our free speech provisions are going to be in this country? And the ICANN regional office, if you will, they had just moved into in the past year, is over in Istanbul, Turkey. So this should really cause concern for the American people.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Well, you guessed it. It is tax day. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country, and we've got a lot to report on and some major victories in sight. Very clearly, number one, the IRS, you heard it in the opening of the broadcast, has already started its rollback of its proposed changes to political organizations. They were going to restrict the free speech rights of 501c4s. There were almost 200,000 comments. We, of course, had a response of almost 250,000 people. You know the end result of that is? You just heard it. Well, we're re-looking at that now, and we're going to have to re-propose a new rule, and we're rolling that back. At the same time, the ICANN situation, the transfer of the internet, that is now being stalled and delayed, which is great because you spoke out. But as Marsha Blackburn said, the company that's U.S. controlled that's running it is now located in Turkey, which is problematic in and of itself. We're going to talk about that. And then, Jordan, this thing with Social Security that came out just a few days ago and got people very, very concerned. Talk briefly about that.
400,000 people estimated were having not going to be receiving tax refunds because of Social Security debts incurred by their deceased parents. We're talking about people who passed away in the 1950s and 60s whose children or grandchildren were having checks pulled. And finally, some of these individuals, and this is an important lesson for everyone, came forward. Some filed a lawsuit, and quickly the government changed their position and said, you know, if it's more than 10 years, which is the original statute, they're not going after those debts. And of course, the interpretation that that the children of the parents are usually not liable for these kind of debts that are left when someone passes away for this specific kind. But this was a change in a law in what's called, now get this, the Farm Bill. And the Farm Bill had a provision that rewrote this to allow more expansive interpretation of the 10-year rule that was originally in the law. So it's one of those examples of a law that sounds like it had nothing to do with your tax refund. People were having their checks. Over 400,000 people are going to have checks pulled, and now that's being fixed because of the outcry. Imagine if you know, no one said anything.
Folks, when you speak out, we're getting direct results. You're seeing three of them. You heard three of them right now. IRS, Social Security. And, of course, the internet. We're winning these battles because you're speaking out. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Remember this. We're in a couple of days here in our matching challenge campaign. The next few days are focused on our litigation fund, and that's where I need your help, folks. We need to replenish our litigation fund. Any amount you donate, we get a matching grant for. You could do that at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or you could call us at 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to participate in our matching challenge fund for our litigation efforts.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
All right, so they have it. Rumors out, and it is true that the Taxman video we did is out on my Facebook under Jay Sekulow, my official Facebook. So that Taxman is out. We encourage you to listen to it and share it and send it with your friends. And we're also finishing up the final, we're going to be releasing that Hold Your Head Up music video probably by the end of the week or first to next. We promised when we hit 1 million on Facebook we would do that, and we've done that because of your help. We're taking your phone calls. We want to know what you think of the president saying he's going to use his pen and his phone, and in the three areas he's doing it, look what's happened. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The president wanted to control these political organizations. Remember that? Fan, that became a big deal in 2010. The president tried to sneak through these regulations. And basically, the American people's response right, left, and center was, no, we're not letting you do it.
Yeah, this was really a really great victory for now, Jay. I mean, this means that the rule that they wrote, it's dead. It is not coming back. It is dead. Now, he did say that they're going to write a new rule. We will, of course, be vigilant and watch that. But I just want listeners to pay attention.
And by the way, that is a huge win, folks. Oh, they were going to put this thing forward this summer, and we have won. In fact, let me play, then, President Obama, when he started this. Here's what he said. 21.
And thanks to a recent Supreme Court decision, they are being helped along this year, as I said, by special interest groups that are allowed to spend unlimited amounts of money on attack ads. They don't even have to disclose who's behind the ads. You've all seen the ads. Every one of these groups is run by Republican operatives. Every single one of them, even though they're posing as nonprofit groups with names like Americans for Prosperity, the Committee for Truth in Politics.
So the president then says he's going to regulate these. He has his IRS do it, and we responded, and you responded, folks. And Than, the response on Capitol Hill was pretty aggressive, too.
Oh, it really was, but it was driven by the response of the American people and our listeners. And I can't understate the magnitude of this victory, but I just wanted to relate it to what Jordan was talking about in the first segment, Jay. I mean, the IRS has incredible power seizing these refund checks for, you know, Social Security debts that were a generation ago. That is why this is so important. This was an effort to try to get even more power to an agency that was abusing the taxpayers like they continue to do. So the American people spoke out. They won. And we're going to have to do it down the road as well.
Folks, do you realize that what we're facing now, I think over the next 3 years, we're going to have to be very vigilant. But you see what happens when we're vigilant. You get the president saying the recent Supreme Court decisions, we're going to have to clamp down on these. And then you have the head of his group, the IRS group that was redoing these regulations. Here's what he now says after over really 200,000 comments. Listen to this. Number one.
Well, we have give or take a little, 150,000 comments from across the political spectrum, and we'll take them very seriously.
Okay, so they took them very seriously because we all said, including the ACLJ, the ACLU, you were violating the First Amendment when you were making those changes.
Do what they have to say. In all likelihood, we will repropose a redefined rule and ask for more public comments.
So basically that means the rule is going to be done, finished, they're going to redo it again, and I promise you this, American people, we will be on top of it when they do this again. They will, but we will be there. And here's the question I'm going to ask you, we want your comments on, folks. Do you think that the Obama administration is going to continue this sneak-it-through approach, whether it's the internet, whether it's a situation where it's the Social Security issue, or whether it might be, even as we're dealing with right now, these IRS regulations? Is this government by intimidation, government by the pen? And you see what happens, though, if we push back on this, folks. We can win it. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take a call right now from Greg in Virginia.
Yep. Greg, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Greg.
Hey, Jordan, Jay. Great show, as
Thanks.
Usual.
Thanks.
To answer your question, Jay, yes. I mean, this stuff is just stunning. And great victory, you guys. I was on one of the people that signed the petition.
I appreciate that. Made a huge difference, by the way, Greg. Go ahead.
You guys make it so easy. I don't know why there's not a million of us on every one of those. I don't know it. I challenge people. Just do it, man. You guys make it easy for us. And sign your name on there and you go. But, yeah, this whole thing, like, too, with the internet, you were talking about that.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Well, here's the thing that's unbelievable about this, Stan. This was a sneak it through in Jordan. This was sneak it through in the evening and hope nobody picks it up.
That's right. I mean, this was a situation. You try to, again, move forward with the new regulation, new rules. They try to do it quietly and not get a lot of attention. And, you know, it's people are no longer afraid to speak out. You know, Dad, I remember at the beginning of the IRS scandal, we had internal discussions going on about, are people going to want to sign petitions going after the IRS? Are people going to? They may like the idea of going after the IRS, but are they going to put their name to it? And we saw in these comments that came in, to put in perspective for everyone on what happened to this IRS regulation, there were, if you go the past 7 years and multiply that times two, double all of the comments that have come in on every IRS regulation, they weren't even close to how many came in on just this single proposed regulation. 150,000 plus comments of people
yeah.
who went online and wrote that they disagreed with the IRS and did so publicly and yep. weren't afraid.
You know, folks, here's the interesting aspect of this. While we're doing this through the administrative process, then we're also working the legislative angle here. So with the ACLJ, we're in court, we're on the airwaves, we're in the courts of public opinion, but then we don't want to forget we've got legislative moves on all of these issues going through right now.
Well, that's right, and this is a major victory, but our work at the ACLJ is not done. I mean, our listeners' work on that reg might be done, but our work continues because, Jay, the IRS has no business revisiting this rule until they first get to the bottom of the targeting. So what we are telling Congress, what we are telling the IRS is, listen, prove yourselves there, prove that you've gotten to the bottom of the targeting, that it will never happen again, and then maybe you can revisit this reg. But for now, you've got to let it go. And honestly, I think Congress is getting that message. As soon as they get back from this Easter recess, I expect to see legislation on the floor.
Folks, let me tell you what we're doing this next few days here. We are in our April matching challenge, which is significant for us. That means any amount that's donated, we get a matching gift for. But here's what we're doing. We've decided to take the next few days and focus in on our litigation fund. We've got all that IRS litigation pending. We've got the HHS litigation pending. We've got a brand new lawsuit we just filed. So we've got a lot of work going on, and we really need to replenish our litigation fund, and you can help us do that. So if you donate today at either aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255, it's not only tax deductible, but you actually get a match. We get a match for that. So if you donate $10, we get $20. $500's $1,000. So, I mean, it's a huge impact for us, and this is for our litigation efforts. So I want to ask you to go ahead and go to aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. 2255 to go ahead and make a gift either online or through the phones to the ACLJ for our litigation fund. We're going right back to our phones. It's interesting here that Shannon Bream had Mark Everson on, and they were talking about the IRS. I want you to listen to this, number 23.
Former IRS Commissioner Mark Everson praises Koskinen for his efforts to address those concerns and says any new regulation must work to restore confidence in the agency.
The service needs to call it absolutely down the middle. The problem with all the C4 mess last year was that there was a clear tilt, if you will, towards more examination of conservative groups, and that's just unacceptable.
You know, tilt? It wasn't a tilt. I mean, with all due respect, it was a lot more than a tilt. It was targeted discrimination, and nobody trusts the IRS. And I think, Jordan Fan, that's the reality right now. Nobody trusts the IRS because right now it looks like they're institutionally incapable of self-correcting.
That's right. They don't trust the IRS to redo these rules, to change, to try and, again, get back involved in a political process that is not their role, that is not their primary focus, not what they're supposed to be concerned with. It should not really matter to them. As long as you're meeting the basic standards, their job is revenue. Their job is not to decide whether or not they like the conservative groups or not and the liberal groups they like more. And once that happened, the IRS, which wasn't liked by many people because you got to pay your taxes and people don't love that experience, but at the same time, they didn't think the IRS was targeting them. In fact, that was kind of seen as conspiratorial. And now, looking back,
they are
admitting to targeting Americans because of their political views. And at that point, they've lost the trust. You could put in 20 more new IRS commissioners. You could have a Republican administration.
Yep.
And no one's going to trust these bureaucrats who have shown just how liberal they are.
You know, there's an interesting article in the Washington Times. President Obama's wish list from 2009 to now, 442 new taxes and fees. That's what he's got. And that included that little Social Security trick. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Folks, I want you to help us out. We don't do this often, but this is targeting. We're doing our own targeting. We're targeting to replenish our litigation fund, and I could really use your help at ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to donate, to support our litigation fund. Let me encourage you, do it today. We really could use your help. It's a matching challenge. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, share us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We've got Taxman, our music video, up right now on my Facebook. Share it and comment on that as well at Jay Sekulow at Facebook. And again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Hey, so that's the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. The song's Taxman. It's the Beatles song. It is up on our my Facebook at Jay Sekulow. So at Facebook slash Jay Sekulow, you want to get that. Share it with your friends. We put that up today. We're coming soon is going to be the Argent song, Hold Your Head Up. Boy, couldn't think of something more appropriate than that one. Also coming up on the broadcast, I was on with Sean Hannity. We're going to play that, so you're going to have Sean Hannity on our broadcast. That'll be great. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's recap what's happened. This is important, folks, because when you speak out, things tend to happen. And here's what happened on this one. We talked about the IRS and they were going to change the rules about political speech during election times. There were 200,000 comments. I'm going to get Will. Get me the total number of people that signed the petition for us. It was a lot of folks that signed on our petition. We filed comments as well. Well, here's what you've got. I'm going to play this bite again. The head of this department that was going to do the regulations, well, they've had a bit of a change of heart, and they've decided there were so many comments, they just may need to put it on hold and recalibrate. Here's what they said.
Well, we have, give or take a little, 150,000 comments from across the political spectrum, and we'll take them very seriously and review what they have to say. In all likelihood, we will repropose a redefined rule.
So when you understand, when they say we will repropose a redefined rule, that means that rule's gone, Than. Everybody needs to know that. That rule's gone, and they may eventually get to another one, which we'll be on top of. But they reacted because the American people reacted. Our listeners reacted.
Yeah, sure. What you just heard is D.C. speak for the rule is dead. We have pulled it. It is right. Not going forward. I mean, listen, the IRS is always going to cause trouble, Jay. There will be another day where they will write another rule, and guess what? We will engage again. But what you just heard is admitted defeat. They've pulled the rule. It is dead.
Yep. I'll tell you something. I can't think of a better way to celebrate Passover than having the IRS pull back on its regulations. And that's exactly what's happened here. Followed by earlier, the FCC pulling back its regulations. Why? Because you spoke out. When you speak out, what happens? We get results. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, as I mentioned, we're in a matching challenge. We're focusing this week on our litigation fund. Folks, I really could use your help on this. Any amount you donate at aclj.org or at 1-877-989-2255, not only do you get to deduct it, it's a tax-deductible gift. But we get a match for it, so it's really critical. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go ahead and take another phone call, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Michael in Florida online, too. Michael, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Mr. Sekulow. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. I'm on your mailing list. I
Great.
All your information.
We appreciate it.
Donated to your organization, but I just want to say something, please. I'm an 81-year-old disabled Korean veteran.
Thank you for your service, first of all. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. And I really am so sick and tired of the garbage that's going on in our government. Every morning I wake up, I don't know if my country's going to be here anymore.
Well, let me give you the, you know, Michael, here's the good news. And you fought for this. And you fought for it so we could have this ability of free speech. Here's the thing, and this is the truth. We're winning. We're beating them back. You know, Jordan, they try to do this by pen and cell phone, and it's not working for the president.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, every attempt they have tried to make to redefine the law, to reshape the law, without having to go through the legislative process, which then you can get, you know, hold your members of Congress accountable. They've got to go through that. They have hearings. But every time they try to do that without that process, the American people are speaking out. And look at what the change we are affecting right now. And I think it's all because, listen, we got a midterm election coming up. They're more sensitive to every single issue. And because of that, we need to capitalize on the moment. It's not about politics in the sense of who's going to get elected in November. It's that they're listening again because they have to. And this is a huge election for the president, because if the Senate was to change – This is a president who's going to be under new scrutiny, and likely, again, not a lot of legislation moving through, even without a Senate change because of the House. But again, they are much more sensitive to what the public is concerned about. So if you speak out and you do so in a way where you combine everyone together with a loud voice, things are getting done right now in a way that we have not seen from this administration.
You know, it's interesting because, folks, as we are reporting, and I want to be very clear here, so the IRS says, you know, that they're going to, you know, probably in all probability pull this rule back. They're going to make changes. And Than, you're saying that is Washington talk for it's done.
Oh, yeah, I think they've been defeated. Obviously, we have to stay vigilant. We have to stay on them. We have to see it retracted. And, yes, there will be another day for rewriting, but people have to understand. This was his tactful way of saying we have been overwhelmed and inundated by opposition, and nobody supports this rule, so we can't go forward.
By the way, we've got a great movie up on the IRS, and it's available online. You just go right to it at irsmovie.com. That's irsmovie.com. Some of our major leaders in the country are in this movie, including Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann. We also have in the same movie Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many others, excuse me, as well, that are part of this.
And, folks, again, you can get that movie at ACLJ.org. It's available there. We'll continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. On this tax day, let's grab William calling in from Georgia Line 5. William, welcome to JSECO Live.
William, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jordan. I got a statement first to answer your question, then I have a question.
Sure.
I want to ask you. Okay, first the statement. Do I believe that President Obama is going to do this again? Yes, I do. But unfortunately, it's always under the circumstances of attacking our moral rights and our religious freedom. And the question is, you know, I'm a member of the ACLJ myself.
Thank you.
In times past, you know, I have, you know, made pledges, you know, out of pledges I made because, you know, usually when you have to sign a petition,
yep,
you know, they ask you to put
right.
a donation in.
People do.
Yeah, and my only question or concern is the fact that I wasn't able to honor all of them.
Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. It works out. Look, I mean, here's the situation you got to understand, William. That any support you give the ACLJ, we appreciate it more than you know. We realize some people can't, and your prayers mean all the world to us too. And the fact that you participate in these petitions. By the way, the number on that petition. The IRS said they got 150,000 comments, which is interesting because on ours alone, 101,975 people signed it. So technically, that is 101,975 comments. So I suspect they got a little more than 150,000 comments at this period of time. So the good news is there, you speak out, we're getting results. Again, the IRS rolls back. The FCC rolls back. Lois Lerner taking the Fifth Amendment now held in contempt of court. We've got the internet now that swapped to making that quote a under an international body. That has been stalled as well. And that's because we're fighting back and we're going to address these issues head on. Folks, we're here for another half hour. If you get us on SiriusXM, you're getting the full hour. If not, just go over to ACLJ.org. We're streaming it there, ACLJ.org. We're taking more of your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Also, we are in a litigation matching challenge mode. That means we're going to replenish our litigation funds. So, folks, that means I need your help right now. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we get a matching gift for. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I encourage you to make that online gift at ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way to do it. We get a matching gift for any amount you give us, or you can call that pledge in as well at 1-877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. We've got Taxman. The music on that one is up on Jay Sekulow on Facebook, so check that out. Back with your calls in a moment.
Stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Everyone, well, we're announcing a bit of a win. The IRS pulling back its proposed rule changes for 501c4s. That is, according to Than Bedick, Washington speak for, that is done, at least for now. We'll stay on top of it, but a great win there. We're happy to report it. We're also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Looks like the internet transfer is also being delayed, maybe indefinitely. That's good news. So we're fighting back aggressively on this. And again, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones, Jordan.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Steve in Tennessee on line two. Steve, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I just want to say that not only myself, my family, and the people in this part of Southeast Tennessee appreciate everything you're doing.
Thanks.
And we appreciate what we really appreciate is you having honest, thick skin and don't care to fight. Man, that's what it's about.
Well, you know, if you work in Washington, D.C., you got to have thick skin. If you do the kind of work we do, you got to let the criticism roll off you. We do. But look, our job here is to make and to get our view out there, to get your view out there for our children and grandchildren. I mean, that's the fight we're engaged in. And but, Steve, we can't do it without people like you. So I want to say thank you for your support there, and thank you for the folks in Southeast Tennessee that listen to our broadcast and that support the work of the ACLJ. Couldn't do it without you. We're going right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Yeah, let's go to Todd in California, line one. Todd, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys, man. I want to say congratulations and thank you for all the hard work you do. I feel great. I really feel great. I feel uplifted. I feel like an American, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like
a little. We've got a little hope. You know what? We talked about this. We want to offer some hope here, and I think the word on the street needs to be: if you fight back, you can win this. And Todd, you're saying you're feeling great, but Jordan and Than, the reality is, when the American people speak out, we're getting results, and you know it's uplifting to people, which is great because we want to offer hope. We don't want to say this is a fait accompli. Just it is what it is. We know we can fight back and win.
Yeah, I mean, we have days of frustration, Jay,
sure.
Days of being disheartened. But, you know, two things. One, we have a duty to fight. And I think, second, we still have the greatest system in the world to petition our government for redress of grievances. And I would just say this. This is a team effort. I mean, I have a job to do here on the Hill. Jordan has a job to do here on the Hill. But we can't do it unless people stand with us and give us a voice. We go to the government, to the Hill,
yep,
on behalf of the people that sign these petitions. So we all have a role. And as long as we walk in it, Jay, we are going to find victories.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm optimistic. We're going to continue the fight back. Let's grab another call, Jordan.
Yeah, back to the phones. Gordon in Washington State, line three. Gordon, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Gordon.
Hi, I really thank you for taking the phone call.
Sure.
In my years past, I taught political science, then I was county commissioner. Now I live in the most liberal state in the state, I think, Washington State.
Yep.
And, I just saw with my good wife, Captain America 2. And to me, it really raises questions. I remember after 9/11 going down to Portland on the waterfront, and people were up there, and they were so much against the terrorists, and we all are against terrorists. But I said, you know, just be careful that in our fight on terrorism, that we don't give up our freedom.
I don't think security and freedom are should be at odds with each other. In fact, security should enhance freedom. We've talked about that. I talked about that a lot after 9/11. That's part of how you enhance freedom. And, you know, this is also the day of the Boston Marathon bombing last year. And I don't want to take a moment here without acknowledging and that our thoughts and prayers continue to go to the people in Boston and those that were victim of a terrorist attack where people, even with our system, the system failed. And that's why you got to keep improving the system and fight back. and make sure we have the ability to do it. Hey, we've got a lot coming up. Jordan was on The Blaze. He's going to be on in a few moments talking about that. I was on with Sean Hannity. We're going to have Sean Hannity and my discussion. You're going to hear Sean on this broadcast, so a lot to do. Folks, as we close this segment out, go to ACLJ.org. Make that online contribution or 1-877-989-2255. Remember, we're replenishing our matching challenge fund. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And we have out right now our IRS Taxman video, music video that we did here. It's on my Facebook at Facebook.com/JSeculo. Back with more in just a moment.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, in this segment of the broadcast, I am going to play for you an interview that Jay did last week with Sean Hannity on his radio broadcast, getting his listeners up to speed on everything involved with this IRS scandal. Folks, you know, Lois Lerner was held in contempt by the House Oversight Committee last week, as well as giving Sean's listeners an update on our massive litigation representing 41 of these conservative groups that were targeted by the Tea Party. This was a great chance for Jay to update Sean and his listeners, and I wanted to make sure you heard the interview. Let's go ahead and roll it.
He represents nearly 50 people now in this case against by the IRS. Jay Sekulow is with us, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Jay, how are you?
I'm doing great, Sean. How are you?
I really appreciate it. Now, let's start here from the beginning, because I went through a timeline the other day on my television program. Let's start at the beginning and explain the pattern of lying that has gone on here, manipulation. We now have a report that says that rogue agents in Cincinnati were targeting liberals and conservatives. That's been proven false.
Right.
Lois Lerner not knowing about it, that's been proven false. Let's go through the timeline here.
Well, the timeline's important, and it really started. When you look at where did this start, it starts with the president's State of the Union speech in 2010, where he chastises the Supreme Court while a number of the members of the court were seated in front of him. And talking about that Citizens United case, which was, in my view, the correct decision, upholding First Amendment rights for corporate engagement in political affairs. And interestingly, within a couple of weeks, you have numerous meetings at the White House with the head of the IRS, the head of the Secretary of Treasury, but also the head of the Internal Revenue Service. And historically, there were very few meetings, if you look at previous administrations, between the head of the IRS and the President of the United States or even the White House Chief of Staff. That just was very rare. You know, it'd be two or three times over a four-year period. Here you have 159 times. As this progressed, very quickly from that meeting, Sean, the reality is the IRS then set in motion a plan. And I believe Lois Lerner was a key part of the plan, but not the only one. There's that email from the deputy chief counsels. There's only five of those. They report right to the political appointee, who's the chief counsel of the IRS, asking about these organizations. And you follow that timeline. Within a number of months, you end up with the targeting scheme being initiated. And people forget that the only reason it got public, the only reason, was the TIGTA report, the Inspector General's report, was coming out, and Lois Lerner wanted to get ahead of the report. So she had a question planted at an ABA meeting, American Bar Association meeting, tax division, to plant a question so she can answer it and do that, you know, would end up being fake apology, and then everybody expresses their outrage. But, Sean, it started. The commander-in-chief made a statement, and the lieutenants under the commander-in-chief went to work.
And it's now been proven. We've got these emails now backing this up. Now, the committee pointed, and the American Center for Law and Justice summarized this on its website today, just to give you some props here. The committee pointed to three very specific violations of federal law. Explain those.
Well, and number one, and this is, you know, it's not getting the treatment it deserves. There's a disclosure of information issue here. Sean, that's significant. There are allegations that Lois Lerner, we know that she sent information to her personal email account, and we know she was communicating to the FEC. That's a violation of the tax code. It's a felony. It's a crime. And we know that that kind of information went out there. That's a big one. Number two, of course, she misled Congress. I mean, completely misled Congress, not only to the timeline, but denying knowledge of it. And, of course, even with the emails that have been released, which are not that many, quite frankly, even with the emails that have been released, it already shows that she was well aware of the scheme. And, frankly, she's one of the architects. Again, I don't think she was the only architect, but she's certainly one of the key architects of this whole ridiculous, illegal, unconstitutional action that the IRS was engaged in at Lois Lerner's request. By the way, and this is another thing, Sean, she served as the general counsel for the FEC, Federal Election Commission, and she was having conversations with them she wasn't supposed to have. She was having those conversations with the FEC where she used to work. She did the same kind of things at the FEC as well. I mean, this is not a new, really a new means for her. So she misled the inspector general. She misled Congress. She clearly, there was information sharing going on. When you put all of this together, they, you know, Congress laid out three primary claims. There's subclaims to those, but the reality is she violated both the constitutional application of constitutional law, First Amendment, Fifth Amendment. She also violated rules and regulations of the IRS. And I think it's to the point now where the vote on contempt took place. It's going to clear the It certainly is going to clear the House of Representatives, and then it goes into court in D.C. for enforcement, because anything going to the Department of Justice at this point is meaningless. Sean, there's one other thing, and I know you've touched on this.
Well, I want you to explain this, because the House decision to refer Lois Lerner to the Department of Justice for criminal charges, you don't believe, and I don't believe, that that's going to go anywhere.
Absolutely not. I do not. First of all, the commander-in-chief, the head of the executive, said there's not a smidgen of corruption, not a smidgen. So referring something to, I understand why they did it. Procedurally why it was done, but I do not expect the Department of Justice is institutionally capable of really bringing a full investigation to this, or even a wink and a nod to this. I mean, we've still been negotiating back and forth with our clients being interviewed. They may interview three of our clients in May, but you can never get an answer out of the FBI on this and the Department of Justice.
Well, 1 second here. So how many clients now total do you have? You keep accumulating them. What's the number now?
41 that are in court that are part of the litigation. There's probably, Sean, another couple of dozen that we've been in consultation with that's going on. So we probably deal with 80 groups about.
All right. So this is a lot of people. And the question is, how many people have the FBI interviewed? The last time I talked to you, I think they were scheduled to interview three of them.
Right. And they're still scheduled to interview three. We put a letter.
That's it.
Yeah. And we put a letter into the FBI saying, you know, we want to know the scope of this. We want to know the nature of this. We want to make sure that there really is an ongoing criminal investigation. But the reality is, and I think, Sean, that you're right, the Department of Justice aspect of this, meaningless. But Elijah Cummings' office. And he expressed all that.
I want to get to that. Yeah. Because we know Elijah Cummings, the top Democrat on the House Government Oversight and Reform Committee, you know, was screaming last month when the committee chairman, Daryl Issa, cut his mic off. That was a lot of news out there. Well, it now appears that he, in fact, and he accused Issa, and now he's being accused prompting the IRS in 2012 to target a conservative organization applying for a nonprofit status. Well, so explain this.
Sean, it's even worse than that. Not only was he the primary instigator of the look by the IRS at True the Vote, and the information that his staff was asking was almost parroted exactly by the Internal Revenue Service, almost verbatim. That's number one. But number two, and this is unbelievable, Daryl Issa got a lot of flack during the hearing before this last one. And the reality is now we know why Elijah Cummings was doing that insistence on getting more time, because he already had cut basically a deal with Lois Lerner's lawyer. And that was all done outside the committee. That's not the way it's supposed to be. The committee majority has now asked for a full explanation and divulging of information and the conversations with Lois Lerner's lawyers. There was an ongoing House investigation, and Elijah Cummings, with all due respect to the congressman, Elijah Cummings violated internal rules and regulations and did an investigation of his own, so to speak, had communications with her lawyer while the committee was trying to get Lois Lerner's lawyer to agree to some type of immunity or to testify or make a proffer. Elijah Cummings, no wonder he wanted that. That was a pre-orchestrated move at that previous hearing, and he got caught.
How did he get caught?
The emails. They're leaking these emails out slowly, but the staff's going through them. And when we get them, we go through them. But this is stuff going to the IRS.
All right. My question then is, what happens next?
Well, you know, Sean, you just said something also. It goes right to the top. I think this is looking more and more like this was controlled, certainly by appointees of the president. I don't have the smoking gun from the White House. You have the speech, which I think started this. But where does it go next? You've got three avenues. You've got the criminal contempt. That's not going to go anywhere. I don't understand why they did. I'm not knocking the House Republicans for doing it. I don't think it's going anywhere. The civil contempt will get through the House. And that's all it has to do. Once it gets through the House, it goes into federal court, and it will be fought out in federal court. Then you've got our litigation going on simultaneously. And the question is, ultimately, how do you get to the bottom of this? Is it the need for a special prosecutor to really find out what happened here? Or is it an immunity deal for Lois Lerner if she makes a proffer? But I think right now she is the bulletproof vest, so to speak, for the White House. She's basically taken the fall as it looks right now. And Sean, she was high up in the IRS. I mean, she was head of tax exempt, but she wasn't the only one involved in this. And other people are talking. So the question will be, as more information is released, as these IRS emails come out, will it keep building this kind of drip, drip, drip approach, which is what's happening? But I don't think we're going to see a quick resolution of any of this. This is a long-term engagement, and we have to look at it long-term. Long-term engagement to get to the bottom of what is the worst abuse of the Internal Revenue Service in our history.
Again, folks, that was Jay on with Sean Hannity. Listen, if you want to stand with us in this litigation effort on behalf of 41 Tea Party and conservative groups that were targeted by the IRS, obviously the full force of the United States federal government is behind this litigation, defending the IRS from our civil action. I need you to stand with us today. For a limited time, your gift is going to be doubled as we build this litigation fund on behalf of these 41 clients. Your $10 gift becomes $20. Your $50 gift becomes $100. If you can help us out in that regard, call now 877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. But again, this is your chance to stand up against the IRS. 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
For millions of Americans, the focus this week is on filing your tax return with the IRS. It's the first tax day since the IRS targeting scandal was revealed 11 months ago. The scheme unlawfully and unconstitutionally targeted conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ is on the front lines, challenging the IRS in federal court. The truth is, the federal government, the Obama administration, has unlimited financial resources to fight our lawsuit. That's why it's so important for you to stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, I just want to remind everyone the importance of the litigation against the IRS that we are currently engaged in. You know, we talked about this on the broadcast earlier. We are, of course, backing the congressional efforts to get to the bottom of this, to hold Lois Lerner in contempt, and to find answers about this situation. But in all honesty, folks, that is, it's been tough going. I mean, the IRS has fairly successfully dragged their feet. They've delayed. They've stonewalled Congress, and we haven't gotten a lot of answers. And we don't know, frankly, if Congress is going to get to the bottom of this. And, folks, if that is the case, that leaves only one avenue for finding the truth, and that is our litigation, to find answers, to seek justice for our 41 clients who are wronged in this situation. And our litigation may be the only way we get to that. That is why we are asking you to stand with us, to donate if you can to our litigation fund. Your gift would be matched. A $50 gift becomes $100. A $100 gift becomes $200. Enables us to go up against the Obama administration and ensure that this kind of targeting never happens again. And folks, Jordan had an opportunity yesterday to get everyone updated on exactly what has happened during this targeting scandal. He went on the Blaze Radio with Doc Thompson to talk about this scandal, to give the latest about the contempt citation against Lois Lerner, and I wanted you to have a chance to hear that interview. So let's go ahead and roll it.
Joining us now is Jordan Seklo. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me.
No, thanks so much for coming on. I wanted to get an update on what's going on. You're at the center. I think you're representing some clients in the in a lawsuit against the IRS for the targeting of certain groups.
We are. We actually represent 41 different groups. So, you know, they're all in a slightly different state, and they've all filed at different times. It's speaking at one tonight in Ohio called Liberty Township, one of the early filers who has still not received an answer from the IRS. They're one of our 11 clients who have been now waiting, you know, at least 3 years to get a yes or even a no from the IRS on their tax status. And so that's an example that we have groups like them who not only were wronged, but are continuing to be wronged. So when things happen like last week, where you've got more information that come out about Lois Lerner, the contempt, a lot of people wonder how will that affect our clients. And, you know, they're filing. We have a civil case in court. We're at the motion stage now. And as that case moves forward, even if the contempt issue, a lot of people question, you know, is Holder going to do a lot with that? For our civil case, it's great information and get shed light that we didn't have before that we can use in court.
So this is just outrageous, though, that people don't realize it's still going on. While you have people in the administration, whoever, saying, or even the IRS, well, you know, we got to the bottom of that. Let's just keep moving on. Elijah Cummings keeps doing the let's move on, nothing to see. It's still happening, right?
Yeah, I mean, from the big organizations to the small organizations and everybody else in between, you know, a lot came out about Crossroads GPS last week, and that's not one that got as much attention. The larger conservative 501c4s, not what we think of with Tea Party groups, but big conservative C4s, and they still have not gotten an IRS answer. Liberty Township, where I am tonight, which filed for C3 status, still has not gotten an answer. And so they're not in a situation where they just have, you know, previous damages because of Lois Lerner and the targeting of these conservative groups. They're actually in a situation where they still are not in a full operating capacity because at any point the IRS could come back and try to give them a no answer. And so they're in limbo. And so, yes, for people I think what happened, Doc, was that the Democrats, who initially had, at least what we now believe, feigned the same kind of outrage as conservatives or Republicans on Capitol Hill, have now become complicit in what the problem is, which is the cover-up and the withholding of the information that would actually shed light and probably close the door a bit for both sides on this, especially the very public door. But instead, they've joined in the obstruction of the investigation they don't push for the documents. They defend the administration from not releasing the correct documents. And I honestly, I look at Eric Holder's bizarre behavior last week and the comments he made, the racial remarks, all of this, the politics behind it. But even deeper than that, I think it goes a step further with someone like him and his position. It puts it all together. You start wondering, okay, you don't want to always be a conspiracy theorist, but it's they are doing a lot to keep people away from the truth here. And so that's one huge angle of this, is always wanting to get to the full truth of the extent of this targeting. We learned how big it was last week. It went now to the huge conservative organizations. They weren't just picking on the little guy. They were trying to shut down everybody. And then secondly, what about those who are continuing to be wrong, you know, who weren't just affected for one election cycle, but are still being affected today?
So the people that are still going through this, and I'm sure it varies person to person and group to group, but are they just not hearing back now, or are they being denied, or are they even getting an answer that says, well, we'll give you an answer soon? Or is it just, what's going on with them?
Yeah, it depends. Some C4s applicants got that offer to take a status if they had less free speech. It was that 60-40 offer from the last IRS commissioner. And so that was one. Our clients, for the most part, they didn't take that offer. And for some, the IRS came back and said, okay, but still, here's your status. Kind of out of the blue. I mean, we had a group who had applied, didn't hear anything, then got a letter saying that their application was withdrawn because of communication. They wrote back, I think, saying, wait, we've communicated back all the time, so that was wrong. And then out of the blue, they got from an applicant to, sorry, we've withdrawn your application, to they just got status. I mean, they had no idea about how that process worked. So it's very tough to predict. I'd near say impossible to predict. And then for the ones waiting at this point, now that they've filed the lawsuit, does that prevent, you know, people say, well, that stopped them from getting status. It hasn't stopped others. But I do think more and more, as the new IRS commissioner's been in, that it will affect. But yeah, it's not like they came in and gave, okay, a blanket move. We're actually still, for 11 of our clients, filing for about half of them who are the C3 applicants. So more of the traditional nonprofit, they do less political activity, no political activity at all, actually. They're just educational groups on the issues. And they can actually get relief from a judge. A judge can actually grant them the status if their rights have been violated, as basically as it's taken too long. And I will tell you, the government is actually fighting back on that. And now these are groups who applied 3 years ago.
Really? How are they fighting back? Just saying we're not going to go through
the
with this?
The government did not budge on that in court. So they didn't give up. They didn't give that wave that point. They're actually going to fight it in court.
Again, folks, that was Jordan on the Blaze with Doc Thompson. If you can stand with us against the IRS, donate to our litigation fund. We will continue to litigate against the IRS on behalf of our 41 clients. Call now 877-989-2255 or go online at aclj.org. But as we close the broadcast, go to your phones, 877-989-2255.
stand with the ACLJ this week. We're building a litigation fund to defeat the IRS in court. Any gift this week will be matched. $25 becomes $50. $100 turns into $200. Send a message to the IRS. We will raise the funds needed to defeat the IRS. Call 1-877-989-2255, or you can make a contribution online at aclj.org.